I am excited to talk about this today. I had first heard this poem decades ago, and it absolutely blew me away. It is by a Hindu poet named Kalidasa, and it was written 5,000 years ago. It's called Salutation to the Dawn. I've got it over here on my left-hand monitor. Let me move it over so I can read it and refer to it while I'm speaking to you, and it doesn't look like I'm looking past you. I don't know if you've heard this poem, but I'm going to begin by reading it to you, and then we're going to discuss it a bit. So this was written 5,000 years ago. That would have been, it was 2,500 years ago, 2,500 BC, BCE, which would have made it approximately, like I said, 5,000 years ago, about 2,500 years before Jesus was born. So think about it in that context. And that's the reason I wanted to share this poem with you, which I am going to get to. But the point I'm trying to make is, as I read this to you, I want you to realize that a human creature 5,000 years ago wrote these words in Sanskrit, the oldest form of language we know of. And I want you to see how relevant the words are for today. So listen to this. It's called Salutation to the Dawn by Kalidasa. Look to this day, for it is life, the very life of life. In its brief course lie all the verities and realities of your existence, the bliss of growth, the glory of action, the splendor of achievement. For yesterday is but a dream, and tomorrow is only a vision. But today, well lived, makes every yesterday a dream of happiness, and every tomorrow a vision of hope. Look well, therefore, to this day. I love this poem. I'm going to read it one more time, and then we're going to talk about it. It's called Salutation to the Dawn. Look to this day, for it is life, the very life of life. In its brief course lie all the verities and realities of your existence, the bliss of growth, the glory of action, the splendor of achievement. For yesterday is but a dream, and tomorrow is only a vision. But today, well lived, makes every yesterday a dream of happiness, and every tomorrow a vision of hope. Look well, therefore, to this day. What is he saying globally, overarchingly? What is Kalidasa saying? What was he saying to his readers 5,000 years ago, having no idea that we would ever read what it is that he has written down? He's saying, be mindful. He's saying, be present. He's saying, focus on today and don't worry about tomorrow and don't regret yesterday, because today is all we have. I've read a lot of Eckhart Tolle's books. I've not met him, but I've read a lot of his books. And one of the things that his books really helped me understand is that we literally live life as a grain of, this is my metaphor and it's coming to me right now, so hopefully it'll work. But we live life as a grain of sand passing through a hourglass. And it's that single grain of sand. In other words, right now I am continuing my life. But it's quite different than it was yesterday, and it's quite different than it will be tomorrow. And I can think about tomorrow, and I can think about yesterday. I can wish it were like yesterday, or wish it were going to be better tomorrow, or something like that. Or I can, as the old poem goes, suck the marrow out of this moment. Or I can take the most out of what this day has, because this day has everything that I need. And not only that, when I waste this day, I lose my life little by little by little. And wasting this day doesn't necessarily just mean creating something spectacular or moving towards a great success. Taking advantage of this day means spending an extra moment or two when you're talking with your children, or taking time to really pet, play with, and appreciate your dog. Doing something nice for yourself, taking a nice hot bath, going to a yoga class, reading a book only you want to do. Putting off the good things for yourself until tomorrow is wasting today. Look well to this day, for it and it alone is life. The only life you will ever know is the present moment. And when we give the present moment the very best that we have, and that doesn't mean just running 60 seconds distance run, as the poem If says by Rudyard Kipling. It also means being present, being joyful, and being happy. If Dennis Waitley wrote this wonderful poem. He's a motivational speaker. You should check him out. Dennis with one N. Dennis Waitley. There is an island fantasy called Someday Isle You'll Never See. My children are grown. My pay increases. My mortgage is paid, and something like that. But in other words, this idyllic fantasy of what life is going to be someday and putting off what, you know, we're going to do now. I had an issue with that. I find that I do that with myself. It'll be a perfect day to go paddleboarding out on the bay, but I have to work. I have to work. You know, even though I have no one standing over me, making sure that I am productive and serving, et cetera, I tend to be very, very pushy on myself. And I have to learn, I'm learning to back off, to relax, and to realize that, you know, not tomorrow or whatever or later am I going to take Teddy 8 down to the water and play, but now, today. Look well to this day. In its brief course, this day, all right, lie all the verities and realities of existence. The bliss of growth. I love that. 5,000 years ago. Can you tell I'm kind of amped about this? By the way, I got a new chair. I love it. It's totally comfortable. 5,000 years ago, this man was saying that we get bliss in growth. An adult was talking about, one of the very first poems ever written is talking about personal development. The bliss of growth, the greatness we feel by making new and better choices or doing new and better things for ourselves, by seeing the world differently. All of that is growth. And he is saying that to grow is bliss. So today, grow if you want to experience bliss. He says the glory of action. Notice he doesn't say the glory of successful action, the glory of achievement. He simply says the glory of action. Earl Nightingale, my great mentor and the man I was blessed to meet right before he made his transition, talked about this. And he defined success this way. He said success is the progressive realization of a worthy goal. The progressive realization of a worthy goal. In other words, successful people are, there's no there when it comes to success, that it is the action. And Kaladisha is saying that the glory of action in and of itself. In other words, if you really put forth effort today into something you consider to be very important to you, and then you die in your sleep tonight, you still were outrageously successful, whether or not you ever got to live the rewards of it. Let's remember that Moby Dick was a commercial failure, and no one celebrated the author until decades later, but was he a success or not? Something to consider. If in his own mind, if he felt the glory of action in a day, he was successful. The splendor of achievement for yesterday is but a dream, and tomorrow is only a vision. But today, well lived, makes every day a dream of happiness, and every tomorrow a vision of hope. Look well, therefore, to this day. I find something interesting about days. I thought about this. And it's kind of relative to the new year. When the new year comes in, the new year is shown as this bright, beautiful baby. Oh, it's so wonderful. But, you know, the old year, the year that we were so excited about just 12 months before, is an old man, not particularly attractive. We want to put in a wheelchair and sat on an iceberg. We want to get past that as quickly as possible. We do that with our days, but in reverse. Rather than getting up and being excited, like this day is a beautiful baby, and we get to enjoy it, and we get to savor it, and we get to make the most out of it, we get up, in most cases, worried about today. We get up upset about today. Oh, God, let me get through this day. And then we look back and we say, well, at least I dodged a bullet yesterday, but man, today I'm sure is going to be a challenge. Today, as I've said before, is the tomorrow you worried about yesterday. So stop worrying about it. What if today were just an absolute something that you savor, something that you enjoy, something that you are mindful, something that you build into it, things that make you happy? What if this was the last day of your life? How would you live it? How would you salute the dawn? Great questions to ask. Let's go back here a little bit. I'm so excited. Dominic Cortulo says, happy birthday, Teddy. And so does Jerome. Fra Viovanni says, Ed Wilmot wrote 1:15:13. No peace lies in the future, which is not hidden in the present instant. Take peace now. The gloom of the world is but a shadow. You know, dude, that is so great. Thank you, Ed. And what is so true is that when we worry about tomorrow, we don't do the worrying tomorrow. It would be great if we could, or when we worried about today. In other words, I've had a great morning, and I have been able to get up, have my coffee, sleep late, make this little video for Teddy's birthday, do all these wonderful things, and yet I'm anxious, as are most people, about the rest of the day. It's like something's going to come up. Well, you know what? Yes, it is. And you're going to handle it. Look well to this day. In this day lies the sum total of life. So make it a wonderful life and a wonderful day. Thank you so much for being with me this morning. I want to show you our image for our complaint-free meditation this morning. I'm going to take me out of the picture here. Our complaint-free meditation group gets together, and we meditate every single morning to get together. This is a vision that Liz Schmidt took, an image she took while hiking in Hawaii, and she is sharing it with us. So today we're going to be meditating in Hawaii. So if you really want something that is going to help you feel grounded, happy, healthy, and living in the present moment, as opposed to worrying about the future or regretting the past, check out our complaint-free meditation. Meditation not only relaxes you, but more importantly, what meditation does is, in subtle ways, it teaches you to control your own mind so you can focus on the things that bring you joy and happiness. Today is the only day you will ever live. Think of it that way. Enjoy today. Make today the best you can. I want to inspire you such that tomorrow when we get together, you're going to say, you know what, Will, I took that inspiration. There was something that I had been waiting to do for myself or do for others, or something that I had been waiting to release, or something. This was the catalyst. And today I jumped forward. So jump forward. I'm excited for you. Enjoy today. And those of you who are meditating with me live, I will see you in 8 minutes. And for those of you who have not checked out our complaint-free meditation program, remember, you get 30 days free. What are you waiting for? Get in the group. The hardest part about going to the gym is always putting on the shorts. I always find the hardest part about starting the meditation program with us is going to the website and clicking on it. Give it a try. It'll change your life. Absolutely guaranteed. Love you all. Tomorrow we will be talking about, I don't have my little thing pulled up here. Let me pull it up because I do like to share with you as to what we'll talk about. Oh, tomorrow I want to talk to you about Schadenfreude. Yeah, I'm sure you probably know what it is. And if you don't, go to YouTube and look up Avenue Q, which was a Broadway show, very R-rated, very R-rated, and listen to Schadenfreude, the song. I'll be talking to you tomorrow about it because it's an interesting concept. It's more of a commentary on ourselves than on other people. Schadenfreude is not natural. It's a lack of compassion. We're going to talk about how to engage our compassion tomorrow. Love you all. Take care. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.